Morning, brothers and sisters.
Morning. 弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
I was reminded that traditionally this is what's known as Palm Sunday.
我们今天这个主日，是主进入到耶路撒冷的那一天。
And as Pastor James shared last week, we are on an Easter series for this month.
James 长老上星期他就像他给我们分享的，我们所讲的是关于复活节的一个系列的一个讲道。
And that he made mention, or he made a note that I never thought of, that the Chinese phrase for Easter is much more explanatory for what we celebrate as Christians.
所以在这个节日是叫做英文叫做 Easter, 但是中文翻译成复活节。它更清楚地表明了这个日子的意义。
For Easter celebrates the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
因为 Easter 这个节日，复活节是我们来庆祝主耶稣的复活。
And so we really do hope that every year we will have a type of resurrection series.
所以我想以后我们每一年到了这个时候都会有一个关于复活节的一系列讲道。
That will help us to lead up to the events of Resurrection Sunday.
这样让我们好把心里对这个主的复活有一个准备。
And so he kicked off last week with a sermon entitled The True Power of the Resurrection.
所以他上星期讲到的这个题目是复活的真正的大能。
And I think a lot of you remember that.
大家是不是还记得
that the power of the resurrection,
复活的大能
is that power that transforms our new life.
就是这个大能可以给我们的新的生命，给我们带来一个新的生命。
It transforms us to live as children of God.
它让我们有这个能力，能够作为神的儿女来生活。
And so, what I'd like to do for this week,
所以我这个星期所要讲的呢，就是
is I will be doing a two-part series, one today and one on Good Friday.
所以我要分两部分来讲，今天讲第一部分，然后在下个在主的受难日星期五我们会讲第二部分。
And I wanted to focus on an event that's prior to the resurrection.
我想要讲到的这个重点是在主复活之前所发生的一件事。
An event that isLoaded with significance.
这件事情有非常重大的意义。
And so today and on Friday, we'll be looking at the Last Supper.
所以今天然后还有下个星期五呢，我们会来侧重这个最后的晚餐。
And today we'll be looking at it from the perspective of the power in service.
今天我们所要讲的重点是所谓服事的大能。
And then on Friday night, we'll look at the power of sacrifice.
在星期五的时候，我们就会讲到牺牲的大能。
Now I know that many of you are pretty familiar with the events of the Last Supper, right?
我想大家对于就是在最后的这个晚宴这件事情是非常的熟悉。
The Last Supper was the final meal that Jesus shared.With those closest to him before his crucifixion.
这是主在上十字架之前跟他的门徒，也就是他最熟悉的那一群人在一起享用晚餐。
And in the four Gospels, each of the Gospel authors made an account of this last final meal.
在所有的四卷福音书里，作者们都提到了这一件事。
In fact, every account revealed that Jesus knew.Exactly what he was doing and where he was going to go.
在四卷福音书里讲到最后的晚餐里，都让我们明白主耶稣他是清清楚楚的知道将来要发生的事情。
His whole life was being prepared to go in the direction of Jerusalem, ultimately to his suffering and to his death.
主耶稣他的整个一生都是在为这件事做准备，也就是他来到耶路撒冷要受难这件事情。
So in a certain sense, Jesus was about to go into the most significant spiritual war of all of human history.
所以主耶稣他实际上是为了 他是要做好准备进入到在人全人类的历史上最重要的一个属灵的征战当中。
This was in a sense a spiritual battle for those he came to save.
他是为了要来他所要打的这场属灵的征战是为了要拯救那些他所要拯救的人。
In fact, one of the gospel authors, Luke, he used almost a military-like language when describing Jesus.
我们在另外的在路加福音里面，我们看见路加他用的用来描写这段他用来描述这段经文的，他用的这个口气有点像在描写打仗一样。
That when Jesus was looking towards what he was about to do, he set his face towards Jerusalem.
当他用的这段语这段描述是说主耶稣就定义向耶路撒冷去。
He had this face of determination.
所以他脸上是带着充满了这个他坚定的意志。
That he was going to go all the way.
他是坚定的要向那个方向走过去。
Even in Isaiah, it mentions that he will set his face like what? Like flint. Like a very strong rock, a stone, facing this battle that's coming up.
所以就像在以赛亚书里面也提到的，就是说他的脸是像石头一样，是非常坚定的。
So here is Jesus in this last meal with his closest.
所以耶稣在这最后的晚餐是和他最亲密的那群人在一起。
And since he's with his closest followers, what would he say to them?
既然他是与他最亲密的人在一起，他会和他们说些什么呢？
What would you say to them before going into this epic battle?
所以当你要是要开始做加入一场巨大的征战的时候，你会跟这些人说什么呢？
I think of some of the best speeches that were given in wartime.
那我就在想到在打仗的时候就是这些元帅跟士兵所说的话。
Now, I'm not from China or Taiwan.
我不是出生在中国大陆或者是台湾。
But I'm sure some of you know of the great military speeches that were given.
但是我想大家都曾经听过在征战之前那些将士还有官兵他们所听到的。
And I'm sure it would be along the lines of these.
我想可能会像以下的这些话。
Rise up, men.
可能会说奋勇向前。
Be great.
你们要大胆。
Be great. How do you say be great? Be the greatest. 大强 you know, give of your very best.
就是刚强壮胆。
Fight hard.
勇敢向前。
Don't give up.
不要气馁。
Give it your all.
把你们
完全都摆上。
把你们完全摆上。
Or from one of my favorite movies.
或者从我最喜欢的一场电影当中的一段词。
This commander said.
这个将官他这样说。
Hold the line, man.
他说给我顶住。
Hold the line.
给我顶住。
For what you do today will echo in eternity.
他说因为你们今天所做的会留下会留下永恒的篇章。
The disciples believed that he was the promised Messiah.
这些门徒他们确实是相信主耶稣就是所应许的弥赛亚。
And from the Old Testament perspective, the Messiah was supposed to come with great power.
从旧约的观点里面我们可以看到当弥赛亚到来的时候他是会有很大的能力。
And he was supposed to come as a victor.
他是一个胜利者。
The conqueror.
他是一个征服者。
And during this meal,
在吃这顿晚饭的时候
we see that the disciples in the book of Luke even got kind of caught up in that mindset.
在路加福音里面甚至描写说这些门徒他们确实是这样想。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢?
Because they were debating which among them was what? The greatest.
因为他们在互相之间争论说将来他们中间谁是伟大。
Can you imagine that? I'm greater than you.
你能想象吗？有的门徒说我将来会比你大。
Well, I will be greater than you. I'm the greatest disciple.
我会比你大，我是最伟大的门徒。
I have the greatest faith.
我有最伟大的信心。
I'm going to hold the line.
我会为基督来顶住。
Watch me.
看吧。
And yet, I want us to see today
但是我想让我们大家所看见的
that John will show us an account of the Last Supper that no other gospel author showed.
在约翰福音里面所描写最后的晚餐是其他的三卷福音书里面所没有的。
We will look at a very unique perspective of Jesus.
我们要从一个非常特别的角度来看主耶稣所说的。
In what Jesus had said.
不，是主耶稣他所说的。
But not only what he had said, what Jesus had did.
不光是他说的，而且是他所做的。
So turn with me, if you will, to the book of John, chapter 13.
我们一起来翻到约翰福音的第十三章。
John chapter 13, we'll be looking at verses 1 through 17.
我们从第一节看到第十七节。
So when you turn there, hold yourself there, and let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Let's go to God together.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning.
哦，亲爱的天父，我们今天早上来到你的面前。
And we need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
Because our hearts are stubborn and proud.
因为我们的心是顽梗的，我们的心是骄傲的。
And sometimes we are not ready to listen to what you want to show to us.
有的时候我们不愿意来听你所要告诉我们的。
But Father, would you please soften our hearts this morning?
但是主，求主你今天来软化我们顽固的心。
Speak to us.
亲自的和我们说话。
Show us the heart of Christ.
让我们明白主耶稣基督的心意是什么。
That it would leave a deep and lasting impression upon us.
今天我们所听到的，在我们的心中留下一个长久的印象。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to read verses 1 through 17. It's a long text. I don't always want to read through these long texts, but I think this is really a beautiful passage.
我们从第一节到第十七节，虽然比较长，但是我想。我们一起来读，因为这几段经节是非常珍贵的。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
第一节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
During supper, when the devil had already put in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him,
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God,
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
He rose from supper.He laid aside his outer garments and taking a towel, tied it around his waist.
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
And then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet?
哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
Jesus answered him, "What I'm doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand."
耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”
And Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet."
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
And Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me."
耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。”
Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head."
西门彼得说：“主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。”
And Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash, except for his feet, but is completely clean."
And you are clean, but not every one of you.
耶稣说, 凡洗过澡的人, 只要把脚一洗, 全身就干净了, 你们是干净的, 然而不都是干净。
For he knew who was to betray him, and that's why he said, not all of you are clean.
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁, 所以说, 你们不都是干净的。
Now picture this. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place,
耶稣洗完了他们的脚, 就穿上衣服, 又坐下, 对他们说,
he said to them, do you understand what I have done to you?
对他们说, 我向你们所做的, 你们明白吗?
You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am.
你们称呼我夫子, 称呼我主, 你们说的不错, 我本来是。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主, 你们的夫子, 尚且洗你们的脚, 你们也当彼此洗脚。
For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you.
我给你们做了榜样, 叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master.
我实实在在地告诉你们, 仆人不能大于主人。
Nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him.
差人也不能大于差他的人。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
你们既知道这事, 若是去行, 就有福了。
May God bless the reading of His Word.
愿神祝福他的话。
Isn't this a beautiful passage, brothers and sisters?
这难道不是一个, 非常, 奇妙的画面吗?
What we have here are Jesus' words and actions before the battle.
我们在这里所看到的是耶稣在上, 战场之前, 他的话, 还有他的行动。
This one act is what he wanted to impress upon their hearts and minds.
这样的一幅画面是他, 要让他的门徒所记住的。
He lowered himself and he washed their feet.
他, 将自己降尊, 然后去给这些门徒洗脚。
He served them.
他在服侍他们。
Now, this is not a very familiar custom for you and I.
对于我们来说, 这不是一件我们平常会做的事情。
But dusty dirt roads and sandals are how people got around those days. They didn't have nice cars.
但是在2000多年前, 那个时候, 他们穿着, 这些拖鞋或者草鞋, 然后在充满了灰尘的路面上走路是非常通常的。
So it was a very familiar custom for them. Upon entering a house, there would be a basin of water where they could wash their feet before coming in.
所以对他们来说, 进到家里面, 在家, 在门口摆了一盆水, 然后就可以把脚洗干净, 是非常通常的。
And think about this. You've been walking around all day and your feet are tired and dirty.
想想看, 你如果走了一天的路, 你的脚又脏又痛。
And you sit down and you just wash your feet in some cool, clean water.
这个时候你如果能够坐下来, 将你的脚, 浸在, 一盆干净的水里面。
How soothing that would be.
那是多么惬意的一件事。
But in houses where a slave was available, it would be not a task for anyone to do. It was the task for the lowliest of slaves to wash someone else's feet.
但是如果在一家里面会, 如果有奴仆的话, 那这件事情一般来说都是, 这件, 都是, 这些奴仆所做的事。
Yet this is what Jesus chose to do.
但是耶稣却选择来做这样的一件事。
He chose to serve them in the lowliest of things.
他选择, 来侍奉这些门徒去做这些最卑微的事。
And so today, I'd like to point out three things that are really profound in this text.
所以今天我想, 跟大家指出的是三点, 非常重要的三点。
There are many other things to teach on in this text.
在这段经文里面我们可以教导其他很多的事情。
But there are three very profound things that I want to highlight this morning.
但是有三点特别重要的我今天想要提到。
And the first thing that we see,
我们看到的第一件事,
is that Jesus served them even though he knew that his death was very close, that was very near.
虽然耶稣知道, 他的死亡已经, 非常, 非常的, 接近。
So if you want to get out your notes, this is the time to write that down. The first point, that Jesus knew that even while he was serving them, that his time of death was very close at hand.
所以虽然即使耶稣面临死亡，但他仍然的去服侍门徒。
We see this in verse 1.
我们在第一节里就看到这一点。
It said that Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father.
我们在第一节里看到，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Jesus knew that his time of death was very close.
耶稣知道他离最后死亡的时候已经非常接近。
And yet sometimes a danger for us is when we hear this so much, we hear this so much that we lose the perspective.
但是我们平时听这句话听得太多了，所以我们可能已经耳朵里面生老茧。
Like, of course, Jesus knew that he was going to die.
那我们当然知道耶稣他确实是明白他已经濒临死亡。
And so that somehow it doesn't really affect him.
所以可能我们就会觉得说这不会影响到他的思维。
But I want you to think for a moment with me.
但是我请大家和我一起来想。
Before soldiers are about to go into a battle where they may die.
当士兵将要参加一场战争，知道自己可能会回不来的话。
Or think about a person who is getting tested in your body. You're getting tested in your body, and you're waiting for that diagnosis that could possibly be a life-threatening illness.
也许你在做一个体检，做一个身体的检查，你知道检查的结果很有可能是说你已经得了不治之症。
Or you are about to go into surgery, but this surgery you might not come out alive.
或者是你在准备做一个手术，但是你知道很可能你会死在手术台上。
Do you know what goes through your mind?
那个时候你的脑海里会想什么呢？
You start thinking about your life.
你就会开始想你的这一辈子。
You might have fear.
你可能会有畏惧。
You might be thinking about how to put all your affairs in order.
你可能会想要对自己的这一辈子对自己的事业跟家庭有一个交代。
You may be experiencing pain in that circumstance.
很可能在那样的场合，你会觉得心里非常的痛苦。
And when we are facing pain in our lives,
当我们面临这些痛苦的时候
，when we are about to face pain in our lives,
或者你将要面临这些痛苦的时候
，isn't at those times that we begin to think, really think about our life, think about ourselves?
在那些时候，难道你不是会？去思考自己的一生吗？
Isn't it during these times when it's almost expected when I am in pain or about to face serious pain that others should show some care and sympathy to me?
特别是在这些将要面临痛苦或者是正在经受痛苦的时候，你是不是对期待能够别人能够对你有一个同情或者有一个照顾的心态呢？
Jesus was about to face pain of unthinkable proportions.
耶稣他所要面临的痛苦是我们无法想象的。
And he knew exactly what was ahead.
他知道他将来所要面对的是什么。
And yet I want you to see the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
但是我想请大家看主耶稣他的
I want you to know that any other person would be hoping that others would show some care or sympathy to themselves.
如果换成任何一个其他的人的话，他们就会想要从别人那里得到一些同情或者帮助。
What about my needs?
我有这样的需要。
And yet our Lord Jesus, in the midst of what he was about to face,
但是主耶稣当他将要遇到这些痛苦的时候
，He turns his attention off of himself and onto his disciples.
他心里想的并不是他自己，他想到的是他的门徒。
In the midst of his pain, he is taking his eyes off of himself and onto those around him.
这个时候他的注意力并不是在他自己身上，而是在他周围的那些人身上。
And look at how precious our Lord Jesus is. He saw the most simplest of their needs.
这个时候主耶稣看见的是他周围的那些人最基本的需要。
These men were tired.
这些门徒他们非常的疲劳。
Their feet were tired.
他们的腿跟脚都非常的疲劳。
Their feet were dirty.
他们的脚很脏。
And no one was willing to wash each other's feet.
也没有人愿意去互相彼此的洗脚。
And even though he knew that his death was so near,
虽然他知道他离死亡非常的接近。
Even in the midst of his own agony,
虽然他自己的心里很痛苦。
He served others.
他仍然的去服侍别人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
aren't we called to serve others?
神是不是也呼召我们去彼此服侍呢
？Sometimes even in the midst of our own tears，
即使在我们的痛苦还有眼泪里面
，Those times when we see the storm clouds in our lives，
特别是在我们的生命中充满了暴风雨的时候
，Those times when difficulties are pressing in upon us，
我们遇到各种各样的生活上的困难
，When we can barely get through our own day。
我们甚至觉得有的时候好像度日如年一样。
Are we not called to serve others?
就是在那样的时候，我们难道不是也是受呼召要去服侍别人吗
？It may be very tempting to think.
我们可能心里要这样想。
Can't you see what I'm going through?
我们可能会这样想。你难道不知道我所经历的吗
？Can't you see my pain?
你能不能体会到我所经历的痛苦
？It might be tempting to think.I don't have time to serve you.
也许你可能会这样想说我没有时间来服侍别人。
I can barely take care of myself.
我照顾自己都来不及呢。
It may be in our relationship with our spouse.
很可能是跟我们夫妻关系有关的。
It may be in the relationship with our family members.
或者跟家庭成员的关系。
It may be in our relationship with the brothers and sisters of our spiritual family.
或者是在我们属灵大家庭，也就是教会的弟兄姐妹之间。
And yet, aren't we reminded of what Jesus is saying here?
但是耶稣所说的确实提醒了我们。
My hour is coming.
我的时候已经到了。
I'm about to face unthinkable pain.
我要经历的是无法想象的痛苦。
It's right in my mind.
我的头脑里确实正在想着这件事情。
But he does this amazing thing. He thinks about his disciples.
但是他做了一件非常让人吃惊的事，就是他是在想着他的门徒。
In his pain, he is thinking about how to serve others.
在他自己的痛苦当中，他所思考的是如何的来侍奉别人。
And so he removed his outer garments.
所以他把外衣脱下来。
And he tied a towel around his waist.
他就拿了 一条毛巾扎在自己的腰间
And he put water into the basin,
他把水倒在盆里
And he got down, and he washed each of their feet.
所以他就蹲下来然后去替每一个门徒洗脚
While he could be thinking about his own pain,
他完全可以用这个时间来思考自己的痛苦
He was thinking about how to serve the needs of those around him.
但他所想的是要去服侍他周遭的人。
Jesus served them, even though he knew his death was near.
所以虽然他明白自己的死亡已经要到来，但他仍然的是去服侍他人。
Even as we are approaching Good Friday and thinking about his crucifixion, we can see his heart, can't we?
所以在我们在下一个在受难日的时候，我们想到主耶稣基督的复活，这个时候我们也可以来思考主他自己的心思意念。
What's the second thing that we see in this text?
我们在这段经文里面所看到的第二件事是什么
？We see that Jesus served them because he loved them all the way to the end.
我们看到主耶稣基督爱门徒爱到底，所以他。因为这样这个原因，所以他来侍奉他。
This is what we read in verse 1.
我们在第一节里是这样看到的。
See, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father,
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Having loved his own who were in the world, what? He loved them to the end.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
He loved them that much.
他就是这样的来爱他们。
Every night, before we go to sleep.
每天晚上我们全家人睡觉之前。
We put our kids down.
我们就 去跟孩子们说晚安。
And I will always say to them,
我每次都会这样说。
Good night.
晚安。
I love you.
我爱你们。
And sometimes I'll say,
有的时候我会这样说。
You know that daddy loves you so much.
你们知道父亲我非常的爱你们。
And when Bethany was little,
当 Bethany 她很小的时候
she would say, daddy,
她会说爸爸
how much do you love me?
你爱我有多少呢
And I would say, I love you this big.
那我就会说我爱你有这么多
And then she would say, well, I love you this big.
那她就会回应我她说我爱你比你刚才说的更多
And I'll say, I love you as big as this room.
我就说那我爱你有这间房子这么大。
The 房间。
有这房间这么大。
And then she would say, well, I love you as big as this whole house.
那她就会说我爱你有这个整个房子这么大。
And it would go on and on, like that.
那我们就会互相的比赛比下去。
And then that started going on with my second child, Abby.
那这个传统就延续到我的二女儿 Abby.
And now I'm doing that with my son, CJ, Corbin.
现在我就跟我的老三就是 Corbin,
But he jumps it because he's very proud.
但是他经常会因为他非常的他是非常骄傲的一个小男孩。
So the first time I said to him, he goes, "How much do you love me?" I said, "I love you this much."
所以我们开始我就会说我爱你有这么多。
He bypassed the house. He bypassed you know the block. He said, "I love you as big as the ocean, Daddy."
所以他不会说房子，他也不会说这整条街，他会说我爱你比这个海洋更多。
We want to know how much we are loved.
我们想要明白我们到底这个神爱我们有多少。
Our children want to know how much their parents love them.
孩子们想要知道父母们爱他有多深。
How much does Jesus love us?
耶稣爱我们有多少呢？
He said that he loved us to what? The end.
他说他爱我们爱到底。
He loved them even though they were so hard to love.
神爱世人虽然我们是非常不可爱的一群人。
Just like my son, sometimes he's very hard to love.
就像我的儿子一样有的时候爱他是非常困难的。
These men were slow to believe.
这些门徒们他们的信心的进展非常
慢。They were difficult to teach.
教导他们也非常困难。
They almost never understood his message.
他们几乎完全不明白主耶稣所要讲的。
They were self-confident.
他们也非常自信。
They were arrogant in their faith.
他们因为自己的信心所以就非常傲慢。
And even as this crisis began to approach,
当这场最后的危机来到的时候,
the closer the crisis came, the quicker they started to flee.
当这场危机最终来到的时候，他们就分散逃离了。
Up to the point of his crucifixion, nearly all of the disciples had left him.
到了最后，主耶稣上十字架的时候，几乎所有的门徒都已经离开了。
And these were his closest.
这些是主最亲密的门徒。
And he knew that of them.
他也认识他们。
He knew who was going to betray him.
主耶稣知道哪一个门徒会背叛他。
He knew who was going to deny him.
他也知道哪一个门徒会否认他。
And yet, he loved them to the end.
但是这里说主爱他们爱到底。
He loved them to perfection.
他的爱是爱到完全。
The Greek word for to the end.
这里的希腊文讲到爱到底这个字
is aistelos.
这个字是 aistelos.
And it means literally that he loved them to perfection.
它的意义是指主耶稣，这是指的爱到完全这个意思。
To the greatest extent of love in the entire universe.
是在整个所有的宇宙里面我们所知道的最完全的爱。
That is how much he loved them.
这就是他爱他们爱到这样的一个地步。
And Jesus never gives up on them.
耶稣永远都不会放弃他们。
Even though they were that difficult to love.
虽然他们是一群非常难以爱的人。
And because he loved them to the end.
因为耶稣爱他们一直爱到底。
He was willing to serve them.
所以他愿意来侍奉他们。
Often we talk about serving in the church.
在教会里面我们经常提到侍奉。
But brothers and sisters, we must never reduce serving to a list of things to do.
但是我们 讲到侍奉的时候，我们千万不要把它当作一个完成一个清单一样。
We must never twist someone's arm to serve.
我们也不能够强迫的逼别人去侍奉。
Because serving with others, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，因为我们和大家一起侍奉。
We have to remember this principle that serving always begins and ends with love.
侍奉是从爱开始，然后以爱结尾。
God's word says, we love because what? Because he first, what? Loved us.
神的话这样告诉我们，他说，神的话说，我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
And then John continues to write, whoever loves God must love his brothers and sisters.
约翰在他的约翰福音里这样写说，如果任何人是爱神的，就必须先爱他的弟兄姐妹。
You see, any organization in the world can rally a bunch of people to do things.
我们知道
在 any organization.
我们在世界上的有很多机构可以让大家一起来做某件事情。
Even when I used to be in industry,
当我在工作的时候
every year I would get my team of leaders.
每一年我们都会把我手下的这些做领导工作的人聚集在一起。
And I would say, we're going to go build houses.
那我们就会一起来盖一栋房子。
For people who cannot afford houses.
我们要去为那些买不起房子的人来建房子。
And they would feel like, oh, let's do that.
那他们就会说，好啊，我们一起去做吧。
And so we'll bring all of our equipment.
我们就把我们手中的器材带。
Bring our old jeans.
穿着老那些旧的牛仔裤。
And we'll do something good.
我们来做一些能够做一些好事。
Oh, by the way, but this is in Colorado.
对不起，但是我们要去科罗拉多州。
So we get to fly first class to Colorado first.
所以我们要坐头等舱先飞到科罗拉多。
And we'll live in a nice hotel.
我们就住在一个上好的一个头等的旅馆里。
And I'm going to treat them to a great breakfast.
我们就会去吃一场丰盛的早餐。
And then we're going to go and build houses for the poor.
然后我们就去一起为穷苦的人去建房子。
And then afterwards, I'll treat them to a nice steak dinner.
然后我们就去一起去吃牛排。
Have a bottle of wine.
喝酒。
Because we are doing something together.
因为我们在一起做一件好事。
Any organization in this world can assemble people to do something.
任何一个机构都可以这样的来发起人来做一些事情。
Yet the body of Christ is different, isn't it?
但是属神的肢体，也就是教会是不一样的，对吗？
We love because He first loved us.
我们之所以爱，是因为神先爱了我们。
We don't do it for the steak dinner.
我们不是为了吃牛排所以去做的。
Who would willingly continue to serve others to the end?
谁会愿意主动的来侍奉别人一直到底呢？
Who would be willing to serve difficult people?
谁愿意去侍奉那些非常不可爱的人呢？
And our church has a lot of difficult people, doesn't it?
我们的教会里面有很多不可爱的人，是吗？
Who would be willing to do that?
谁愿意这样做呢？
The word of God says, by this, we know what love is.
神的话语说，因为这样，所以我们就知道神的爱了。
That Jesus laid his life down for those he loved.
因为耶稣，为了他所爱的人，把自己的命都放下。
And we ought to lay our life down for our brothers and sisters.
所以我们也应当为自己的弟兄姐妹而舍己。
That's why you could love the most unlovable person.
所以这就是为什么你可以去爱那些最不可爱的人。
That's why you're willing to do the most hardest work and lowliest work for those who are difficult to love.
这就是为什么对于那些最不可爱的人，你也愿意去做那些最卑微的事情。
When was the last time?You thought about loving others when you're serving them?
大家可不可以想一下，在上一次你服侍的时候，你是不是去因为你爱那个被服侍的对象，所以才去服侍他们呢？
Some of us has joined the retreat committee for this year.
我想大家当中有些人参加了，就是负责筹办退休会的。
Some of us are committed to serve in VBS this year.
有一些弟兄姐妹是为了暑期圣经学校来服侍。
Some of us lead our fellowships.
有些人是为了带我们的团契。
Some of us teach.
有些的人做教导。
Some of us are small group leaders.
有些人是带查经小组。
But when you serve,
但是你侍奉的时候，
when was the last time you thought that you're serving them because you love them?
你在侍奉的时候，你有没有想过你是不是出于爱呢？
When you serve, it's not merely out of a sense of duty.
在你服侍的时候，不应该是只是你觉得要负责。
Or a task to just check off. Okay, I did this. I served today.
或者只是在想要在清单上面打一个勾。
But it must come out of what your love for others, because He first loved us.
你所侍奉的原因是因为你对主先爱了我们的一个回应。
And how far did Jesus go, brothers and sisters?
所以耶稣的爱，他爱我们有多少呢？
He loved them to the end.
他爱我们一直爱到底。
He loved knowing what that love was going to cost him.
他爱这些门徒，但是他知道他的爱是有昂贵的代价。
It was clear in his mind.
他心中很清楚。
He knew the Old Testament scripture.
他完全明白旧约的教导。
That the Messiah was not only going to just come in power, he would have to suffer.
他知道弥赛亚来的时候他是要经受痛苦的。
And that he would have to go through agony upon the cross.
他知道是要这样是要经受十字架上面的痛苦。
He knew as he was going each step closer and closer to the cross, he knew that it would be him and him alone who would have to absorb the wrath of God upon mankind.
他知道当他一步一步的向十字架走过去，越来越接近的时候，他知道，在十字架上，神的所有的愤怒，都会降临到他一个人身上。
And that's the love of Jesus.
这就是耶稣对我们的爱。
He knew the cost.
他完全明白这代价是什么。
But I was even thinking about the song that we sang earlier. If we look at the second verse that our chairman had us read, what does it say? It said that on the cross, my burden.He was gladly bearing.
我们刚才所唱的诗歌的第二节里是这样说，他说，主在十架甘愿背我的重担。
He bled and died to take away my sin.
他流血舍身为要赦免我罪。
It was not the nails that held him to the cross.
把他钉在十字架上的并不是那铁钉。
It was what? It was his great love for us that held him there.
是因为他对所有罪人的爱，所以让他钉在那。
And this hymn reminds us that on the cross, he was gladly, he was willingly, he was joyfully bearing it for us.
所以这段诗歌告诉我们，主在十字架上，他甘愿，他乐意来承担我们的重担。
To take away our sin.
来把我们的罪孽要赦免我们的罪。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Do you see?That Jesus loves us to the end.
你能看到神爱我们是爱到底的吗？
And is that not to be our heart in serving others to the end?
所以我们是否要用同样的心态服侍到底，用这样的心态来服侍别人呢？
And wait a second, this is God we are talking about. This is the Son of God.
我们在这里所看的这一位是神，他是神的儿子。
So this picture should be a bit confusing for us.
所以这样的一个画面对我们来说可能 是非常难以明白。
In our world,
在我们这个世界里
shouldn't the disciple be washing the feet of the master?
在我们生活的这个世界里难道不是应该是门徒来为主人洗脚吗？
Shouldn't the disciple serve the master?
门徒是应该来服侍主人，对不对？
This should cause us a little bit of confusion.
这会让我们有一个来思考的时间。
I don't know if you remember, but a few weeks ago, Elder Chu came to preach.
大家记不记得几个星期前，朱长老来我们当中讲道
？And he preached about what?
他，你们记得他讲的是什么
？What was that? 功夫。
功夫。
And he said that this is original to China.
他说，这个是这个功夫是中国文化的传统。
And you know, we all know that Kung Fu has a strong level of discipline.
大家知道，要把功夫学好的话，必须有很，必须自律。
And honor.
必须有尊严。
Because China is a very honor-shame culture.
因为中国的文化是非常讲究尊严、尊贵，或者是然后是这个和耻辱所区分的。
That's the culture of China.
这是中国的传统文化。
There's a lot of honor, there's a lot of shame.
非常讲尊严，那也这个文化里面也有很多耻辱。
So you, the lower, are supposed to honor the higher.
所以地位低下的就应该服侍地位高的。
The servants need to honor the master.
所以仆人要来尊重。
The students need to honor the teacher, the kung fu teacher.
所以学武功的就必须尊重教武功的。
China is very honor shame.
所以中国的文化是非常讲究尊严与耻辱。
So is the Jewish culture at this time.
在耶稣那个时代的犹太人的文化也是非常相似。
The Jewish culture at that time is also very honor shame.
那个时候犹太人的文化也确实非常讲究尊严与耻辱。
So they would be familiar that the lower must serve the higher.
所以在他们的文化当中也是地位低下的要去服侍地位高的。
Yet Jesus said to them in Luke's gospel, what?
所以主耶稣在路加福音里所记载的主耶稣这样说。
As they were arguing that who was supposed to be the greatest among them.
当这些门徒在他们互相争执说谁伟大的时候。
Jesus said what?
耶稣怎么说的呢?
Let the greatest among you be as the youngest.
他说，你们里面伟大的，倒要像年幼的。
And the one who leads is the one who serves.
你们当中为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
He's God himself.
他自己就是神。
Yet he lowered himself.
但是他将自己降卑。
He stripped himself of all of his majesty.
他将自己的所有的威荣还有尊严都去掉。
And this is God of all creation, God who made all of creation, descending, lowering himself in the form of a man, his created.
我们看到这是创造万物的这样的一位神，他将自己降卑。成为一个人的样式。
But he didn't stop there as a man, did he?
但是他成为人的样式并不就是终结了。
Because he could have come as a man who was a king.
因为他可以成为一个君王的样式。
He could have come as a man with great power.
他可以成为一个有权威的人。
But he came as a man who was the lowest of servants.
但他是成为了一个谦卑的奴仆的形象。
He came in the lowest form of a man.
他是以一个地位最低的人这样来到世上。
Do you see that point?
大家可以看到这一点吗?
That's how much Jesus loves us.
这可以我们从这里可以看出神爱我们有多少。
That he humbles himself so low in order to serve us and ultimately to die for us.
所以他将自己降卑成为人中最低等的，这样最后来为人牺牲自己。
Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
你们可以看到这一点吗
？Does it move you to think about that?
你会因此受感动吗
？And that leads us to our very last point this morning.
所以我们接下来就看今天的第三点。
That Jesus served them for what reason? To set the example.Of humble service.
耶稣他的侍奉是为了什么？他是为了谦卑，成为一个谦卑侍奉的榜样。
The most important thing that Jesus wanted to leave to them before this battle.
所以当主耶稣开始在最后的征战之前，他要让门徒明白的最重要的事情是什么？
Was not to stand up and be the greatest.
不是在那里争执说谁是老大。
It wasn't to say I'm going to fight and fight and I'm going to hold the line there.
也不是说我要去上战场，然后去顶住所有的压力。
But what he wanted them to understand, we see in verse 15.
我们在这里看到的就是在第十五节里这样说。
I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you.
第十五节说，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我像你们所做的去做。
At the heart of discipleship.
所以我们看到做门徒的核心。
At the heart of what it means to be a Christian.
我们看到做一个基督徒的最重要的意义。
Is a willingness to humble ourselves as Jesus humbled himself.
就是因为主耶稣的谦卑，所以我们也要像他一样的降卑。
That's the heart of what it means to be a Christian.
这就是做一个基督徒最重要的意义。
That's why at our church,
这就所以在我们的教会里
Pastor James and I will never try to encourage people, pulling people, twisting their arm to serve God.
所以这是为什么在我们的教会里我们两位长老我们从来都不会去强迫大家去侍奉。
No.
我们不会这样做。
Because we are not just any organization.
因为我们并不是一个属事的一个机构。
We want those who serve to serve out of their love for God.
我们期望的是大家因为爱的缘故去侍奉。
Because at the heart of what it means to be a disciple,What the heart of what it means to be a Christian is to be able to humble yourself as our own Lord did.
因为做一个门徒或者是做一个基督徒的一个核心的含义，就是说我们要像主耶稣一样来谦卑自己。
And only someone who has been moved by what Jesus has done on the cross,
只有那一个真正受了主耶稣基督的感动
that they would be willing to go all the way.
这样他们也会像主耶稣基督一样的去服侍到底。
Because it's hard.
因为这是一件非常困难的事。
It's hard to truly be humble.
想要真正的谦卑下来是非常困难的一件事。
It's hard to truly love.
也是非常要来真正的爱一个人也是非常困难。
That's why it's truly hard to serve.
所以真正的要来侍奉的话是非常困难的一件事。
So I hope we see that, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们我希望大家能够看到这几点
This picture of the master serving his servants before he's about to die on the cross
我们在这里看到这个主人他在自己马上要面临死亡的时候他还来侍奉这些门徒
This picture of the greatest serving the least
我们看到一个最伟大的来服侍一个最渺小
That the one who leads is the one who actually serves
所以做首领的倒是像要服侍人的。
This, brothers and sisters, should be a confusing picture.
所以这是一个实际上是让我们感到非常困惑的一个画面。
Because it turns the values of this world, it turns the values of this world upside down.
因为它完全的颠覆了我们在这个世界上所学到的一个价值观。
And it makes the way that we live as a church family so upside down from the way that the world lives.
所以我们在教会里面所学到的这些价值的观，这些价值观和属世的观点是完全相反的。
So make no mistake.
所以大家不要搞错。
There is no sign-up sheet to serve.
我们在服侍的时候是没有一个注册报名表。
If you need to stop serving, you stop serving. No one is going to be twisting your arm.
所以如果你不想侍奉的话，没有人会强迫你去侍奉。
But I do wonder.
但我确实是这样想。
In light.Of the enormous love of Jesus.
当我们看到主耶稣的爱是如此的长阔高深
His love that served in the midst of pain.
所以他即使是在痛苦之中，他还继续的侍奉
His love that served to the end.
因为爱，所以他服侍我们到底
In light of the cross.
当我们想到十字架
Is there anything that you are not willing to do? For your family member or your brother and sisters.
当你想到十字架的时候，你还有什么理由不愿意去服侍你的弟兄姐妹或者你的家庭成员吗？
Jesus may be saying to you this morning,
耶稣也许这样的对你说，
Child, see my love.
他说，孩子们呢，你来看我是怎样爱你们的。
Know my love.
你们来明白我的爱。
Experience my love.
来经历我的爱。
And put down your proud feathers.
来把你们的骄傲的外表去掉。
If I'm willing to go to the end for you,
如果我能够这样爱你们到底的话，
What are you not willing to do for one another?
你们还有什么理由不愿意的去彼此相爱呢？
This is the power of service.
所以这就是我们所说的服事的大能。
And this comes, as Pastor James said last week, from the power of the resurrection.
就像范长老上星期所说的，这样的服事的大能是从主复活我们看到的。
What a powerful testimony it would be, wouldn't it?
这其实是一个非常有充满能力的见证。
If because of Jesus we are willing to serve others in that same attitude in our midst,
如果因为耶稣的原因我们愿意用同样的态度来去服侍他人的话，
That would be a testimony for the world to see.
这样我们就可以为在这个世界上做见证。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we do thank you so much.
我们真满心感谢你。
Lord, we are working our way up to the cross.
我们在一步一步的向十字架走过去。
So that we will see the power of the resurrection.
这样我们就可以清楚地看到复活的大能。
But as we work up to that resurrection, we really want to learn from your life.
当我们在明白复活的大能之前，我们需要从你的生命当中学更多的功课。
It is actually really hard to serve you and serve others.
我们知道想要服侍你，服侍我们周遭的人是多么困难的一件事。
That's because we'reVery difficult. It's very difficult, Lord, to humble ourselves.
主，因为我们要谦卑自己是极其困难的。
But I pray that in light of your life, in light of your service.
主，但我这样的祷告，因为我们明白你的生命，因为我看到你的侍奉。
And in light of the power of your resurrection.
因为我们看到你复活他的大能。
That you would give us.That power in service.
所以你会将这个服事的能力赐给我们。
As you have modeled for us.
因为这是你自己所立的榜样。
Have mercy on us, Lord, I pray.
主耶稣，求主你怜悯我们。
If we can learn this as a church, what a powerful testimony we would be to the world around us.
如果我们作为一个教会，我们能学习这样的功课，我们就在这个世界上做一个充满能力的见证。
So help us.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们。
Thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
Love you.
我们就爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.